You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White, and today's episode is called What You Must Do to Be Confident and Unleash Your Inner Power. Are you struggling with confidence in your coaching business or even just generally in your life? I'd love to share some powerful concepts around what you must do to be more confident, and it draws on the work of Master Coach Dan Sullivan and other experts in the coaching field. And I want to start by talking about confidence in terms of what it is and what it isn't. Confidence is a reward for effort. It's not an innate trait. It's a quality that you have to develop and strengthen. So I want to set the scene for this episode by being really clear on that. And today we're going to delve into some really powerful concepts from the work of Dan Sullivan. And my goal is to help you to understand the ingredients of confidence and to implement the strategies that we talk about so that you can unlock your inner power and become more confident in your business and in your personal endeavors. Firstly, let's talk about the ingredients of confidence. Recently, I was listening to Coach Dan Sullivan on one of his podcasts, and I heard him talk about this powerful concept that summarizes what you need to be doing to be more confident. Don't expect that you're going to be confident before you start something. That's the first key point. Some people are naturally confident. You know, those people that show up and they seem to be calm and cool and assertive, and they know exactly what to say and what to do. But there are actually two conditions that have to occur in order for you to become confident. So what are those magical ingredients of confidence? How do those people become naturally assertive and charismatic and ready to do the right things? Well, they have two things. Firstly, commitment, and secondly, courage. And those two qualities work together to create a really solid foundation for your confidence journey. So let's explore those things in a bit more detail, starting first with the idea of cultivating commitment. I talked about commitment a couple of episodes ago, and it really is the foundation of confidence. Because when you start something, you don't know what's going to happen. You can put in your best effort, you can be persistent, but it might not work. So it's not possible to be confident about anything up front, especially if you're doing something new. True confidence actually begins with your deep commitment to your ideas, your goals, and your personal growth. Because when you fully commit wholeheartedly, when you embody your commitment, when you become irrationally passionate about something, then you're able to commit to a vision. You're able to even create a vision because you have that I'm going all in mentality. You've got a willingness to try new things and to persist even if you're potentially facing obstacles. And when I say commitment, I'm talking about committing to your idea, to doing new things. And no matter what the outcome, you're going to keep going. And that includes course correction. If you don't have that commitment, you won't persist long enough to truly experience and go through the journey of developing something new and learning new skills. So you won't truly understand what it is you're doing, and therefore you might not be so confident. For example, let's say you're starting up a new business and you're 100% all in. Then along the way, you're going to figure out that certain things that you do actually don't work and people don't show up or they don't respond to your ads or they don't come to your workshops. It's easy at that point to say, well, I don't really know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm not the right person. And you start talking to yourself that way. But what if you were to go back to your ads or back to your workshop and figure out what happened, to ask people whether they saw it or why they might not have attended or why they didn't respond to the ad? When you actually do that detective work, you'll suddenly have these aha moments that help you to get it right the next time. So if you're not committed enough up front, you won't have that experience. So that's one example of the importance of learning new skills. If you really want to unleash your inner power, you've got to learn how to be committed and to embrace that determination and that wholehearted investment that you need to navigate the challenges that come up. I think that a really great way to think about this is the Be, Do, Have model created by spiritual guru Ram Dass. To me, this really embodies what commitment is all about. If you haven't heard of the Be, Do, Have model, it explains that most people think that the more that they do, the more that they're going to have and the happier they'll be. The problem with this is that it's a carrot and stick model. It basically implies that you'll only be happy when you do enough to have enough. And meantime, you might be overworking, exhausted, burning out. And of course, your self-esteem might also be linked to the amount of work that you do. The secret to being happy isn't about having more stuff or doing so much. It's about who you are as a person. So what this model is about is your mindset. It's all about the way your mind operates and the way you believe in yourself and what you're doing. To build commitment to your business following the Be, Do, Have model, you would be embracing and embodying the traits of somebody who's already successful in the area that you want to be in. For example, successful in business, successful as a musician, successful on the soccer field. You would be backing yourself. You would be decisive. You would trust your decisions. You would be prepared to fail. You would be relentless in your pursuit. You would talk to people to find out how they've done it. You would learn from others. You would adopt the habits of people who are already successful. And in a business sense, if you're starting a business and thinking about commitment to that, the right person is out there to be your client, and you're seeking them to give them the help and the support they need. All you've got to do is figure out how to connect with them and serve them best. And you can do that by asking questions, by speaking to people, by working with people. When you embrace this being mindset and you live and breathe a successful version of yourself right now, you're essentially going all in and committing to your future endeavor. And that's a great segue into the next ingredient of confidence, which is courage. Courage is actually the catalyst for growth. Yes, it's definitely required for you to commit in the first place. They go hand in hand, but you also need courage to put yourself out there and to be wrong and to fail and to know that sometimes you won't have the answer and sometimes you'll be stuck or confused. So when you have those two things together, commitment and courage, you will be able to work through the teething problems that come up to get a result. And part of that result is feeling confident. Confidence isn't the thing that you start with, as I said earlier. It's the reward and outcome of having commitment and courage. Courage is the force that propels you to take risk and to step outside of your comfort zone. It's the willingness to put yourself out there, to accept the possibility of failure and to learn from your mistakes, to try, to take a risk. By embracing courage, you're going to develop resilience. You'll grow and expand your capabilities. You'll become strong because you tried and learned, and you realize that you can do this no matter what the outcome. You got over the hump of getting started and you kept going, and you start to believe in yourself. You start to become more determined. You realize that you can persist and you can face setbacks more easily. I think the key to becoming courageous is to develop some strategies to overcome fear and to tap into your inner strength. And that allows you to face challenges head on and grow as a result. I've struggled with fear a lot through my life. It's been one of my hugest lessons, fear for all sorts of different reasons and because of all sorts of different sorts of conditioning and beliefs that I've had. But one of the simplest ways to overcome fear and to develop courage is to set stretch goals. And I've talked about these in a much earlier podcast, around 100 and something, I think the episode was. Effectively, it means stretching outside your comfort zone to do things that feel harder and uncomfortable. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same result. I'm sure you've heard that saying. So finding the courage to do something more difficult gives you exposure to discomfort. And also you then get used to the discomfort so that you can keep stretching and growing and doing more of the things you need to do to be successful. Courage is an incredible growth catalyst and accelerator. So what happens when you combine those two together, when you have that commitment and you decide that you're going to be courageous and you take a deep breath and you stretch yourself and you're focusing on being the future version of yourself? The reward you get is confidence. And I mentioned right at the beginning that confidence isn't something you get to start with. It's a reward that emerges from your commitment and courage. You're going to get that wisdom along the way that creates confidence, and that means you have a deeper understanding of your industry, you have new skills, and you've learned how to overcome obstacles. The reward of all of those things, of trying and learning and succeeding and failing, is more information and more knowledge and confidence. It's like learning anything new. You can't know it and be perfect at it from the beginning. Every time you take a step forward, you will have greater confidence and reinforce your belief in yourself and in your abilities. And I think a really great way to build confidence and to keep moving forward is to set and follow up and take action on and achieve goals every week. If you write down goals that are important to your endeavor, whether it be a business or anything else, even the completion of the goal, it doesn't matter what it is, when you see that you've ticked something off and you've taken that action and you reflect on what you've learned, you're going to feel so good. So bringing those two things together, you get to enjoy the transformative power of confidence and the impact that it can have on your whole life to do bigger and better things. It creates an upward spiral. So wrapping up today's topic, confidence is actually a journey, and it's a result. It's a result of commitment and courage and having a growth-oriented mindset. By cultivating these qualities, you can unleash your inner power and become more confident in your coaching business or any other thing that you're learning and beyond. I've mentioned today the Be, Do, Have model and the stretch goals, which are two strategies that you can use to become more confident. It's a process of growth and self-discovery. And when you embrace those ingredients, you're able to face challenges that come up with more determination and more resilience. Your confidence is going to blossom, and it's going to pave the way for success and fulfillment in all areas of your life. I was speaking to someone recently and I said to them, good luck. And they said back to me, I've stopped saying good luck because it doesn't really mean anything. What I say to people now is take action. And I think that's a really great way to finish this episode, because confidence isn't about hoping for luck. It's about taking action anyway and knowing that that's going to get you a result. No matter what the result is, it's going to be confidence. I hope this has been really helpful for you, and have a fantastic week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.